Ew.
I didn't open my beer.
Oh, well, just do it real quick.
Brad.
You said Brad?
Yeah, that was a good one. That was the makeup for it.
The episode where we broke the news that he had passed, like our Brad Memorial episode.
Yeah.
Chris told me to do the 21 beer salute. Do you have any idea how long that fucking was? Like, and I didn't say anything before it played in the episode, so you see our can open for 2 minutes straight.
It took 2 minutes to do 21.
It was like a minute 30. It was over a minute.
That's crazy.
I don't think it's that long.
I made it.
Well, technically I made it. You looped it. Calm down, DJ.
Yeah, it wasn't even my idea. I did. Well, I had a certain way I was going to open this episode. There's a callback between me and you, Chris. You ready?
Danny's talking his bullshit. Chris is too damn drunk. And no one knows where Yams is at. It's probably too fucked up. But tune in once a week. They always got a new brew to review. A hold my beer and cover your kids' ears. I got some crazy shit for you. Hold my beer. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
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 Brothers, you're listening to Hold My Beer. I'm your gracious host, Danny Wallace, to my right.
Chris Wallace.
Oh, brother.
I'm too.
Lastly, well, you know what? You're doing better than fucking ever. You do it.
I'm Yams, and
fuck
I'm here.
Yeah, he is, man. He can do the Macarena right now if he wanted to.
I can.
2.5 times before he's crying in pain. Fuck right. Yeah.
We had to clean windows on a hill. And, like, it was treacherous. Like, the fucking soil, whatever, in my foot. I was like, man, if I roll, like, there's no stopping me. I'm going through the neighbor's house.
He's like, I'm a Kool-Aid man, that shit.
Did you clip on to Danny so he went with you?
No, but he's like, man, as long as we go through, we both say yeah. I was like, that's rather than us busting through a wall. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you bust through, like, we bust through the wall. He goes, oh, and I go, yeah. I'm like, but we fuck it up. We're like, oh, oh.
Yeah.
So our new business is going to be called the OO Brothers. Not bad, right?
No, it's not bad.
Don't hire us for shit.
I don't know what you're doing.
I mean, accidental demolition, I guess.
Yeah.
Fuck it. No, we didn't even pull that off. We just laughed at ourselves, and then I became a bush.
Yeah.
What?
Fuck yeah, I became a bush.
Why?
I had to hide in it to reach a window. So if you were inside the house, you see a bush, and then you see an arm and a squeegee come out. Just...
Fuck that part of the window.
I'm good at my job, dude.
Cut the bush.
Be the bush.
No.
Burn
Be
the
bush.
Bush. Start a new religion.
Oh, yeah. Now, that bush was screaming very loudly. Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah.
You know who didn't help him? His brother.
Well, he couldn't fit in the bush.
Wow, you just assumed it was a really big bush.
Oh.
He didn't try to...
You're more nimble than we are.
Yeah, that's not saying much,
You're
man.
More flexible. Like, a bush has got heli, like, veins and shit that go everywhere.
Heli it's... veins.
Brother in the hand is worth more than two in the bush.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, Angie the squeegee.
Yeah.
Yams, it was your week. What'd
I did.
You,
I brought... I brought Blake's limited release raspberry tea, and it's carbonated because it's better with bubbles, according to the box.
Did you smell it?
I didn't smell it.
It smells delightful. It smells like raspberry tea.
There we go.
I'm going to go ahead and toast to my abdomen, RIP. I am in severe pain right now because I got stung by a bee. Hell yeah.
I just dumped some of my beer on my leg.
Being stung by a bee is such a fucking event with you.
It fucking hurts, man. Really bad. At least it wasn't my face this time. Although the one on my face hurt less.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, your belly doesn't see as much shit as your face.
Any.
What?
Thing. My belly doesn't see anything.
You just don't walk around your house without a shirt on?
No. I have a kid. Come on.
Dude, he doesn't get naked. He always has a shirt on.
That's true.
Yeah, I shower with a shirt on. What the fuck are you talking about?
That's why I was just like,
I got a shower shirt.
Just shirt, no
I
pants.
I feel like everybody walks around my house with no shirt on.
No.
My kid walks around my house with no shirt on.
That's fine. He's a kid. He doesn't know better.
Some of my children aren't allowed to do that.
Well, no shit. Like,
only the ones with dad.
Chase is fine. The other ones, no. Don't fucking do that.
Yeah, that's fair, I guess.
But you walk around the house with no shirt on.
Oh, fuck yeah. I still walk around my house naked sometimes.
If nobody's home.
Yeah.
And it's only from the bathroom to my bedroom. See, I'm not like...
Yeah. Usually nobody's home.
The hallways, nah.
And I don't actually go anywhere other than to that utility room to get a fucking towel because I forgot it.
Ah.
So that's then I go so back bad. Into the bathroom.
Yes, they don't be flinging dad dong while the kids are home, please.
No.
or while you not. Have company of any way, shape, or form.
I don't know who the fuck's at my house. So.
That's a fair point. You should start locking your door.
No, I always get somebody home. Dog's there. It'll fair. Fucking watch them. Won't stop them. It'll watch them.
So you don't have a guard dog.
Fuck no. That dog's retarded.
She's pretty adorable.
Fucking empty-headed.
Yeah.
She was watching TV today.
The dog was?
Yeah. TV was on and she was literally just like had it. She was laying her head down. I was like right there next to her. I'm like, you're a fucking shit.
I just used to do the same shit. Like, I watch TV. Like, bitch, you're gonna go somewhere.
Oh, dogs come on TV now, she barks. It's fucking hilarious.
Drive me insane. My dog would do that with a dog to dog meat specifically when I was playing Fallout 4. It was weird. Like, she won't do it if it's like a real dog, but a video game dog, she'll bark like crazy.
Quinn?
Yeah.
Dumb dog.
Yeah, I mean, so not my dog, but my wife's dog. I don't have a dog. R.I.P. Sting. Godzilla. So here's all that. What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, somebody mentioned. This motherfucker has watched football on two separate occasions, and both times the Dolphins have lost a quarterback. Which isn't a lot, but it's weird.
They're taking the kicker up now?
I don't know what's going on. Him? I didn't know what happened.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, cheers. It tastes better. It doesn't taste quite as good as it smells.
So we're not going to toast to the death?
There's a death?
Yeah.
Who died?
Pauly Shore.
The no.
Liam guy from One Direction.
Liam guy from One Direction. Oh, yeah,
that fucker jumped out of the goddamn hotel room.
No, really? He just fell. It was a suicide.
Okay.
I think it was never reported as a suicide. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it might not be due to respect to his family, but he was on drugs, high as fuck, and leaped out of a room. He might not have been meaning to commit suicide, but that's what it ended in.
Yeah.
Because the motherfucker looked like he was high on fucking crack, heroin, cocaine. He had been drinking. So
he smashed the TV.
Smashed the TV laptop. And just like decided to run for it. Forgot he was on shelf three. Internet
bullying.
I really fucking doubt that.
That's what I heard.
I haven't looked into this at all. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, internet bullying. I'm sorry, let me go cry into my fucking thousands of dollars and not give a fuck.
Millions.
I don't know how much that motherfucker has.
Millions.
Motherfucker, any of us could have thousands. If thousands is like $5,000.
And I'm not gonna, exactly.
A fistful of thousands isn't nothing. What are you
talking about? He was in a different country and been there for a whole week. Yes.
Yeah, see, he was not fucking sad over internet bullying.
Well, unless he was down to thousands, then we might have found why.
No, nah, he was on doing a show or some shit.
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, because him and 1D split up, and then he was doing like solo shit.
You know, and I was more of like hundreds of thousands, but
yeah,
I just said thousands. Because I said, I have no idea how much that man was worth.
Did you just refer to One Direction as 1D, like a cool nickname?
1D?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is your wife a fan?
No, fucking big one.
Okay, yeah.
Not as big as my friend Abby. Like, she's pretty much quit her job and deleted Facebook and shit since then.
Why? Was he like the lead singer or something? Yeah. He was?
Yeah, but the band hasn't been together. Like, they broke up a while ago. But yeah, she's like a big fucking super fan. And yeah, she's like, I'm deleting my Facebook over
the Isn't it the band like happened? Simon Cowell put together for that show?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. They weren't even naturally together. I don't know if they were fucking friends. It was a fucking job.
Right.
He got a new job. Oh, fucking well.
In heaven.
he definitely relocated at this point in time. Yeah.
Certainly.
Yeah, I didn't know it was such a big deal. I don't know.
This is after everything with Liam passing away and during.
Hey, fuck. Come on now.
Calm down, buddy.
Chill, dude.
Vintage racetrack.
Garage cat's around, everybody.
Okay. Anxiety getting bad again. I'm getting rid of my Facebook.
Over guy she's never met. Everything
with Liam passing. I think she maybe met him. She might have got VIP one time.
Right.
Or been up front, touched his hand type shit. Like.
Yeah. I don't think
so
there's
she's
somebody.
Not mentally well, is what you're saying.
I don't know. She has a job and a kid and a husband.
Is there anybody that you would ever meet or idolize enough to do that? That would affect you that much? Not friends, not family, but
Facebook and shit.
Not friends, not family, but like a celebrity.
Brad died, and I thought about ending the show.
That's friends and family, motherfucker. Come on,
just be Brad. So. What do you mean?
All right, I'm talking like a celebrity.
I said fucking Brad, guys. Yeah. No, nobody's biting.
No, I don't have shit.
I don't use social media, so no, not really. I mean, that wouldn't be my way of coping anyways.
I survived Della and her dying.
Hashtag brave.
Jane, Shaggy, Tag, Mandrax, Mono, they're all still alive, so I'm okay.
Nobody listening has any idea what you just said. I know you named psychopathic artists, but you just throwing out, I think you threw some real names in there. Like, oh, no, Joe Bruce passes.
Joe Breezy?
Joe Breezy died. Like, I was sad when George Carlin passed, but that was only for a couple days, you know? Because I looked up to him, I liked him a lot. I'm
trying to think of celebrity death that, like, kind of really bummed me out. Adam West kind of bummed me out.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, you gave her a 21 tug salute, didn't you?
Hell yeah.
Twice.
I also recorded it.
That was just Sunday.
Yeah, this is last week. Still mourning that one.
Yeah, because even with like Betty White died, but somebody else died right around there, so it was like hardly noticed, I feel. I don't know, man.
Hardly noticed that Betty White died?
Yeah, it seemed like there's something else.
Like
somebody
you,
else.
Like you
I don't know.
Did anything on a daily basis with Betty White. Mm-hmm. I feel this had to be so for something to have this reaction, it'd have to be someone that you thought about or listened to or watched on a daily, I don't know, like a regular basis.
Christian.
So, like, you're...
I love how it's become, like, a weekly routine where he just talks with his fucking knife in his hand, just waving his fucking arms this about, like,
I
it's...
have life.
Yeah.
Somebody else's straight blade.
I like that.
That was our father's throwing knife.
Yeah, that's the only one left of like three or four.
Fuck you, Dad.
I didn't think he'd piss on it immediately.
That's one of the ones I'm most lost.
Yeah, I think so.
Accidentally throwing it in between boards.
Yeah. That's the same kind that Chris threw into your door, but the butt stuck and not the actual blade.
So who's yours? You ain't got nobody?
No, I don't have anybody like that, man. No.
I think yours would be a podcaster, more of a podcaster thing.
A podcaster or a wrestler?
Someone that you listen to that's always in your ear.
I think Sting would fucking bother me a lot, though.
Yeah.
The wrestler?
Yeah.
Different reaction when Bret Hart kicks the bucket. I'm just going to tweet out, thank you, Goldberg.
Wow.
What about Hogan? Like, the day Hogan dies.
I don't think so.
No?
No, not Hogan. Scott Hall was rough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're probably right. A podcaster, maybe something. It's a voice you hear almost every day.
Yeah, it's going to be something that you listen to.
Like, nobody else might know who Walter Flanagan is, but I'll shed a tear for that motherfucker. He dies.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
You know who Walter Flanagan
is. I know who he is. I just don't feel that strongly toward Walt. I mean, I enjoy Walt, but...
He's a genius. Or an idiot. I'm not sure. He toes the line very well.
He's fucking weird.
Comic book man, he's the guy that... He's the clerk, Walt. But he's ran a podcast I've listened to since I started listening to podcasts. Like, I think it was the first, one of the first ones I downloaded, and I've listened to it ever since. I've never missed a week.
See, one of the first ones I started listening to, the guy retired, and it kind of sucked. Because I listened to him all the fucking time, yeah. So an older Australian dude.
I don't really listen to him.
Odd and weird or something that he did. And he's real mellow, had a cool voice and shit. Worked at the botanical gardens out there and shit. I had emailed him and talked to him a couple times about different things on the show. But yeah, and then he just decided, he's like, I'm getting too old for this shit.
Yeah.
So.
But see, like, and I've listened to a show, it's like third or fourth most famous podcast in the world, Best Podcast on the Left. It's a true crime one. And one of their co-hosts got like canceled or whatever, got kicked off the show because he was drunk and I think he beat up the little one. I do miss him, but I'm not. I mean, I guess he's still alive.
I thought it was a woman.
I think it was both.
He went after a couple of little people?
You think he put hands on one of the other guys?
I think it was Henry.
Well, who wouldn't?
Yeah, I know. He's probably nothing,
the shit out of him too, bro. I think we all would at least think about it.
What? Yeah, I'm more.
I don't know this person, so I'd probably do it, though. Chris said probably.
He's an angry little Polish man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I think you have him in the height department, too, honestly.
I can get tossed, then.
Yeah. No, your go-to move is the gator roll, remember?
Yeah.
Now that you're mobile again.
That was still kind of the go-to move when I wasn't mobile. We just fall over.
Did anybody explain the ongoing joke after you left the birthday party yesterday?
I don't know.
Is that you hadn't told Mandy that you were feeling better and you were going to surprise her that night? Like, no more horse style. You ever heard of missionary? No. We went on about that for about 20 minutes after you left. No more horse style, man.
Yeah.
No sex last night. It was pretty great, though.
Hell yeah.
It's definitely different when you get done and you're not in pain.
And you can just swipe through the TikToks yourself without asking your wife to do it. Hell yeah. I think I'm going to... Oh, Sweet Sue is on the...
It's very bland.
Yeah,
it's very Blake's.
It is. So, I don't know. 1 out of 5 Sweet Sue's. I'm not feeling it. Taste-wise, though, I'll go with 1.5 I think it's pretty good. Pretty smooth. For being 6.5.
It's very mellow.
It is very smooth.
Yeah, I think so. So, yeah, I'll go with 1.5 I could be talked into 2 This is way better than the last Blake's we had.
Man, so, on Sweet Sue's.
You say 3.5?
6.5.
Oh, 6.5. I was going to say that 3.5 is a milliliter.
No. 6.5 alcohol.
I kind of like the can, but,
I was going to read the back, but then I tried to turn it so I could read it, and I dumped part of my beer on my leg.
Ah,
so I'm not going to try to wipe it fucking
down. The only one thing I don't like, how they split up rasp and berry.
Right.
I don't like that.
Fair enough.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't either.
So I'm going to give it 1.5 Sweet Sue's.
Okay. Not bad.
Not 1 out of 5.
Right, 1.5.
Original beer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to give it 2 thumbs.
It's smooth, dude.
This is way better than like a Twisted Tea or anything like that.
Oh, that's a good point.
It's way better than a Twisted Tea.
You're right.
I've got, so I fucking despise a Twisted Tea.
I never liked Twisted Tea.
Yeah.
Except for the Arnold Palmer ones.
The half and halves.
Half and half. Thank you.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah, that's it though. That's the only kind I ever liked.
Yeah. I don't like
the peach.
Orange Bud Light seltzer last night. And it tastes just like Orange Crush. To the point where like It was too much flavor.
I'm more of a Sunkissed guy.
Had too much flavor, right?
Too much orange.
Had too much flavor.
I said too much orange.
A seltzer with too much flavor. Which is
tried it. Yeah, I was like, that's way too much fucking orange. I was like, that's crazy.
See, I might like it then, because I think it...
Dude, it was good. It literally tastes like Orange Crush with just a hint of alcohol on it.
It feels like you took one of those squeeze flavorings and went...
Yeah, it was rough.
It's orange.
It was rough.
I don't know, man. I had a Yinglings on draft last night. Fucking hit the spot, dude. It'd been
a
while.
What the fuck did I have last night? A raspberry tart or something?
Yeah,
shit?
Fruit tart. Yeah.
You fancy bitch.
You know, well, which one? You had two. You had two tarts.
I was talking about at the Scream Park.
Oh, that bitch was all the tart.
That bitch, yeah.
That bitch was fully tarted.
Yeah, and then the one I had at the restaurant was a sour, and it wasn't that sour.
So you think they tarted it, and then they took the tart out, and then...
Retarted it?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember when that joke ruined an entire episode?
I don't know, probably.
I'm pretty sure it's called Hold My Tart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That bitch was sour, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The brick was like, I like it, but it's really sour. I'm like, yeah, you like
sour. It was like being punched in the face sour.
Oh, that's a little much.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to just follow suit on Chris on this. I'm going to go 1.5 and a 2.
Fuck yeah.
Like, it's solid definitely punch. Better than a fucking Twisted Tea, so.
Yeah, I know. Him saying that makes me want to bump it up to 2 already.
Yeah, like.
Oh, just one on the can art. Like you said, it's bland.
Yep.
But, that's like 1.5. It's a good beer.
You know damn well it's a good beer for a float.
You guys are simpatico. Oh, we're simpatico. I dig it.
I don't know what that means.
Simpatico?
Yeah.
I don't know. It sounds good, though.
Sounds like a wrestler. Of the lucha variety.
I was about to say, he's definitely a luchador.
That's what I was thinking
of. Yeah, Serpentico is.
Wasn't he a detective?
I have no idea. Matlock?
Maybe.
Have you started watching the new Matlock?
Fuck no.
I want to watch it.
Fuck no. Oh, we could have toasted to the...
Kathy Bates plays Matlock now.
Oh. It's just of the... It implies it's just of the same name.
It's just not Matlock. Like...
Yeah, but I mean,
she's like, yeah, kind of like that, but not that.
Yeah,
she like literally says it in like the previews and shit.
Oh.
I'm Matlock, but not Matlock.
Yeah, she's like the detective, but I'm not him.
Wow,
he's a lawyer, I guess, or whatever.
Yeah,
was.
He was a lawyer.
I don't remember. I think so.
He was a prosecutor. I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I haven't even seen a trailer before. I just heard that she was playing Matlock. I was like, I want to check it out.
Have you guys seen the yearbook that's gone viral lately?
No.
The Garcias. It's a brother sister. It's because of their quotes.
Okay.
Carlos Garcia. You ready? Goats are like mushrooms. If you shoot a duck, I'm scared of toasters.
I mean, if you got the time to put some random shit.
Yeah.
100%.
Not to be outdone, his sister put, you don't realize life hits you until it's running down your face.
Whoa.
She got that in the fucking yearbook.
Nice.
Yeah, man. Damn. Taking loads. Mm-hmm. Also, have you guys heard of, this is a YouTube channel. I haven't subscribed yet.
What if she's not actually that quote, but her brother works on the yearbook and put that as her quote?
My sister's a whore. Yeah, that is better, actually, yeah.
I got you, bitch. Remember that shit?
Yeah.
It only would have been funnier if he had a brother instead of a sister.
Well, because they'd have to be twins, right?
I suppose so, yeah. Right. Or they could be cousins or
something, too. Or one of them's
stupid.
Yeah, remedial. Yeah. You guys ever heard of Scotty Kilmer?
Yep.
No. Don't think so. Not off.
Well, that's Scotty Kilmer. He has his own YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
Is he the one that drank the WD-40?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so. Well, I just want to read off some of these video titles. This one's 9 minutes and 34 seconds. It has 304,000 views.
Okay.
Never do this to your fleshlight. Learn from my mistake. And he's holding a can of WD-40.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's too tight.
I'm trying to use it as a lube. Or a cleaner. Well, technically it's a cleaner, not a lubricant. Yeah.
Probably
either
a cleaner,
way,
right,
it's
going to
deteriorate that plastic.
Is the shelf mm-hmm. giving out?
Do what?
Is the shelf about to give out?
Yeah, probably.
I think it's the TV.
Yeah, that TV was it. Well, I bought it from a swap meet, if that tells you anything.
It's going to jump.
I just heard cracking. Yeah, I was like, what's about to fall?
I bought that from...
It looks like the one edge is on fire.
What?
It's like burnt. Is that how much darker it is on the right-hand edge?
Yeah. You guys get the TV you deserve. I'm sorry. Hmm. Okay, too poor for beer this week, so I'm getting fucked up on fuel additive. That's 500,000 views.
Okay. I know a man that would drink fucking hand sanitizer because he was an alcoholic.
Oh.
He's no longer with us. But...
No shit.
Damn.
He didn't die from the hand sanitizer.
I thought we were keeping cancer. Certain things about Brad a secret.
Drunk.
Jesus.
Brad, if you bring hand sanitizer for the fucking beer review one more time, you're out.
This one's flavored.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If it works for fucking, what do we put Tang in?
Everything.
Keystone Ice?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Everything. If it works on that, it'll work in hands.
I'm so concerned about all the Coors Light.
What do you mean?
I don't understand.
When did you get that?
When did I get what?
The Coors Light.
I don't know.
We didn't bring it over, so no. You would have had to independently get it.
Uh-huh.
It just like seems so like a good choice.
No.
Coors Light's disgusting.
No, I bought it a couple weeks ago, and I drink a beer sometimes. Is that okay?
Of course.
You drink normal beer. I like Coors. Coors. You tap the
Rockies?
Yeah. I like, dude, out of the regular ones, it's the fucking best.
Fucking Burt Reynolds couldn't make me love
it. I'm not
going
to buy fucking Bud Light or Miller Light. And, like, I went to the one on 38th Street. Those were the three options. They didn't have, like, because otherwise I would have bought, like, Rolling Rock or something.
I realize that if I don't want to be seen drinking a Bud Light, I'm a Michelob Ultra person now.
Those are good. Yeah, they didn't have that either. I got caught drunk driving the end of the Scotty Kilmer channel.
Okay.
That has almost 1 million views.
Yeah.
Fuck this ankle bracelet. If my parole officer is watching, fuck you too.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. How many views? Yeah. 200,000.
And this is an older 10 man.
10 minutes long.
It's an
yeah.
older gentleman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's hard to tell. I'm assuming he's lived a rough life.
Oh no, he looks like he's definitely 60.
Yeah, he does. How to
call that in Indiana 46?
Yeah, this guy's almost certainly in Indiana.
Yeah.
How to deactivate your car's breathalyzer so you can hit the town and buy more booze? Oh. Fuck you, Judge McNugget. that's in parentheses.
I wonder if you can do that with a bicycle pump.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's got to hold pressure for so long, and it reads your blood alcohol.
Yeah, level. But if you got like one of the bigger ones, it was slow.
Maybe.
I don't know. It needs to do the check the temperature too.
Probably.
That's how I would do it. I don't know.
Making 10 gallons of napalm while on bath salt.
Now he's just getting outlandish.
Yeah.
We got one more.
Just learned how to make napalm.
I mean, first off, I don't think this motherfucker could afford 10 gallons of gasoline.
Yeah, I don't know. It's an old bucket by an old, looks like Mitsubishi.
He's siphoning the gas.
Yeah, it's a Toyota, actually, I think. And the last one, huffing paint thinner makes you invincible. Watch me drive this Toyota 100 miles per hour. Fucking zoinked out of my gourd.
Nice.
Fucking zoinked out of my gourd, dude. Yeah. You don't come up with that sentence unless you're fucking, you're on something.
Yeah.
Right.
I just want to know how he's boiling that shit. Yeah, there ain't no way you get an induction here that big to boil fucking 10 gallons.
I don't know, man. You probably just built a campfire.
Just every time
that, yeah. That doesn't work then. You get all your... never mind.
Put a lid on.
I don't know.
No idea. We're going to have competition with our OO brothers, though, Chris.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you just need two men. This is a flyer that I found.
For pedophiles?
Where did you find it at?
The internet. I didn't find it myself. Well, yeah, sorry.
Like floating around. It's not Dollar General blowing up off the board.
It's a 38th Street liquor store.
These two guys are Corey and Greg. Corey and Craig.
Yeah.
I don't think they're actual brothers, though, so we haven't beaten that department. For whatever that's worth.
Right.
Okay, so the top three bulletins. We are two men. We are burly. We'll do what you want. And it has two flexing muscle arms next to it.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, neither of them look very muscular. One has four chins. The other looks like he's 70.
Nice.
Yes, our bodies are strong, but our friendship is stronger.
Does this have a number on it?
They blacked it out.
Damn!
I know. We have been friends for over 14 years. Of course, there have been ups and downs, but we always come to terms with our differences because friendship like this comes once in a lifetime. By hiring us, you will receive not just the strength of our bodies, but the strength of our emotional bond as well.
Oh. How much... for you to masturbate your friend with a fucking chicken sandwich from McDonald's.
Bet.
I want to film it.
Just say I dare you and I'll do
like
it.
Like the new chicken Big Mac?
I don't fucking care.
Oh. Whatever
they want to buy.
Two pieces of chicken.
Yeah.
Dick's
just a McChicken and a bun.
No, I was thinking more like a Big Mac. Like that's two whatever. Pieces of chicken without the middle bun. Just the bun.
I
just
want
to ask them
bun.
To see what they say.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not actually planning on buying it.
Or
filming it.
I don't know, man. I walked into that birthday party yesterday, and Jacob's like, I had the chicken Big Mac. It changed my life. So
I want to try it.
Well, it's pretty good. I tried it. I don't know if it's life-changing.
Yeah.
Let's shoot from the hip, though. If you have to hire them for something, what are you hiring them for? Because you don't only get their bodies. You get the bond, the power of their eternal friendship.
Man. Well, I want them to paint me.
Oh, body paint?
No.
What? Oh.
No, I want a portrait.
Oh! Like,
I pictured you blue, bro. I'm sorry. I automatically went to where Danny did, that they are literally, you got nude, And they painted you fucking blue for some reason. I don't know why blue, but...
psychedelic circles.
Like, all over?
Red, some, like, neon fucking trippy rainbow shit or something.
And then, you just go up and put it on a canvas and hang it in your living room.
We were almost identical. Just, I picture Chris with the cat face like a kid would get at a fair. Looking so pissed off.
No,
the
I would
time.
Never put them the pair around children.
No, you! Man. They're painting you!
Yeah.
So you like paint me like one of your French girls.
Yeah.
You get nude on a couch.
Not nude,
oh yeah, no, you're nude.
Yeah.
Or you're drop a drop like get every crevice.
Right, yeah.
Spread.
Yeah, I was literally thinking deeper. Like maybe fucking Pink Floyd type images.
Or you get like the super hot chicks that will just paint on like a cosplay. Like he walks in looking like fucking Catwoman.
Nice. Yeah.
Defining lines, I stand against this wall, your curves will blend in.
Yeah, no, I just wanted a portrait. Like, honestly.
I want you to paint me on me.
I guess at the end of the day, it's whatever they're good at.
It's like, well, that's a short list, I'm assuming. Holy shit.
What are you doing in this painting?
That's a good point.
I don't know.
Are you sitting painted? On like a throne? Are you like in a uniform? Are you wrestling on a fucking bull?
What
uniform are you doing?
Would I pee in?
I don't know. People like doing that shit, man, where they had the old school know. Uniforms and shit, had the helmet.
Dude, no, a fucking race suit.
Yeah, that's a uniform.
Yeah, I guess.
They could paint you as Dale Earnhardt, sucking off Dale Earnhardt.
Well, it would be Dale Earnhardt then. It'd be me.
Right.
Or it could be the car and Dale Earnhardt's driving and you're backseat waving.
I still can't get it.
I don't think Dale Earnhardt ever drove a car in the back seat.
I'm sure he had to go get groceries somehow.
There's proof.
Oh, yeah.
The film basketball. Yeah. He drives a taxi with a back seat. Yeah. He gets him to that basketball game so fucking fast.
There you go.
Yeah.
While a song recapping the entire movie plays out on the radio, you know?
Yeah. So he just, like, paint me. Like, everyday life.
Like, you know.
Yeah. I just
got this right here.
Blue.
But with a cat face.
Yeah.
Or blue. Yeah. Or a blue cat's face.
Yeah. I don't know.
Whole body blue.
Yeah.
I really the fucking Blue Man Group.
Yeah, like the Blue Man Group. Or a Smurf. I don't fucking know.
I really thought it was just going to be a simple, like, answer.
Guys,
move
I
on.
Have the perfect answer and we'll move on.
Yeah.
Paint me.
All three of us went nowhere near paint me a portrait.
I have shown you 9 references. How are you still fucking up Violet J's face paint on my face?
Right.
What about you, Tim?
I'm going to use him as my boat motor.
Fucking row me around, bitch.
Like, yeah, like, yeah, no, I'm in the water. You just got your hands on the back of the boat.
And they're kicking. Like, yeah.
Kick. Make me move.
I like that.
And that's how the Dark Lotus sinks for a 4th consecutive time.
Ends up down with
dang.
Why do I keep putting my guns on that boat? Oh my god. What about you, Yips?
Oh, I already said what I was going to do.
Did you?
Yeah.
Was it paint, Chris?
No.
With the chicken sandwich?
The chicken sandwich.
Oh, right.
Okay. I led.
Yeah, I don't know if that's an actual job you could hire him for.
Why not?
I would have hired him to move.
Danny, I don't know if you've heard in 2024, sex work is real work.
Well, yeah.
That's what I'm hiring them to do. I'm going to film it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Anytime they put up a new poster, I'm taking a still from the film.
I'm not going to...
hang it up with it.
Yeah. I'm not going to walk up to a prostitute in any year and be like, man, I outwork your ass big time. Because God knows what's been in, on, or around them.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, typically at work, the hardest thing I have to do is be a bush. Not have a bush, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or lack thereof, depending on what year
it
was.
You think there's bushy prostitutes?
Oh, dude, there's prostitutes of every
so
type.
I hide the warts and shit.
Yeah, true that.
Most...
it's camouflage, my man.
True that. Your bush is moist.
And all, especially here, because like all the prostitutes around here are on meth.
Yeah.
They're not well kept.
I feel like if I'm getting
their hair just fell out.
Not around here, buddy.
It'd be like a bunny.
You can't afford a bunny.
You go to the ranch, you can.
Yeah, you go to the ranch, you can.
How much?
Oh, they're salty.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's salty, but it's not salte.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know there was
it's like a paycheck group. Would have me covered, I'd be all right.
You think
yeah.
so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Less than a grand.
Do you get paid bi-weekly?
Yeah.
Oh, that helps. So yeah. 2 paychecks for me.
I don't.
Pi 3.
I don't.
Maybe 4. Perhaps 5 paychecks. Being a bush does not pay well.
No, you can pull up their menu.
I'm about to.
It's more than a grand.
It is?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. For like the half and half and shit, for like a half hour or whatever, yeah.
Who needs a fucking half an hour, you know? And do you go the half and half, or do you just want like... Because I feel like if I'm going to a prostitute, I'm doing no work. I'm going to lay there until you make me come. Right? So either you do the half and half, or you're just like, get on top until this is over, or just...
What the fuck's a half and half?
Half blowjob, half sex.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I've never heard that term.
Sweet summer child.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what a half and half is. And like... Yeah, you have to have your... I'm sure it's an outlier, but there has to be prostitutes that will do anal and stuff, too. That has to come at a premium, I would think.
Right.
Yeah. So do you do, like...
They have four houses. So you basically negotiate.
Oh, yeah.
With the chick.
You haggle?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, it depends on all what you want. Like, it says, do you want anything special, such as the girlfriend experience, anal, bondage, etc. Discuss how much time you would like. They're able to do short in-house parties, or go out on dates, or spend the night together. In or out of the house. A price is quoted. If you have a budget you are strictly sticking to, negotiate by reducing time or activities. If you cannot come to an agreement with that lady, you can speak with any other girl in the house or in the other three brothels across the street.
Now, listen, ma'am. The last lady I talked to wanted an arm and leg for 9-hour anal. I was wondering if maybe you would do it for cheaper.
This says they can go up to $900, but as low as $150.
That's probably your average.
$500 for a half an hour of basic sex.
How much?
$500.
For
a half an hour.
What's basic sex, though? Is it just missionary and you have to do the work?
It says one a la carte menu of prices for more variety.
A la carte.
That's awesome.
Is there a TV show?
That sounds great.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I used to watch it on HBO all the time.
I don't know about that to watch.
It's so less than a grand, like I said.
Yeah. Katie Morgan used to work there, so. Porn star was in Zach America Porno and shit.
Oh, okay. Katie Morgan?
She had a podcast for a while.
I thought you said Kenny Morgan.
Well, I don't think there's many dudes there named Kenny. I don't know. There might be. Fuck.
I have no idea. He's just signing up for their fucking.
I'm over here trying to figure out what their actual fucking like. I want to go to their like. They ain't got a fucking.
You're gonna fuck her up, book an appointment.
I know.
You're gonna get Bill in the mail for a no show.
I'm not going back to Vegas,
and you're not opening that bill. Well, good.
I think that's actually technically Reno, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to figure out like what their
in Vegas you can't do it, but on the outskirts you can.
Right, something like that.
Like, what is it not called the Bunny Ranch? Like,
I have no idea.
No, I think it's actually called something else.
Moonlight Bunny Ranch. All right, so hang on a minute, because I looked up fucking just Bunny Ranch. It said the Bunny Ranch Bar and Restaurant.
Yeah, it's got a bar and restaurant next built in.
I don't want them making my food.
Well, I don't think the prostitutes
look pretty
it.
Good. Get quesadillas.
No, it's like a whole thing. Like, yeah. It's a restaurant stuff. So.
That's how they can go on dates and shit.
Oh, okay. It said in or out of the house, though, so you should be able to take them elsewhere, I would think. I guess. I don't know.
It's a weird pink compound, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I don't know.
In the middle of the desert.
An a la carte sex menu is kind of off-putting.
Well,
huh?
Well, you get what you want.
Yeah.
Like, this is what I want. I want no bullshit. I don't want to worry about you. This is what I want. This is an experience for me.
Well, you know what they always say. You don't pay them to come. You pay them to leave. Or
today's
I guess
lineup.
You to leave. Today's lineup? Oh, no.
Yeah. Stacy Tyler, Abby Rhodes, Evie Wren.
These sound like wrestlers to me.
I know.
I know. I almost got hard there for a second.
We're getting more and more in. Yeah.
I'm
like
down.
Yeah, exactly. Too. Melody Dream.
That definitely sounds like a stripper there.
The guy looks like one, too.
Daddy issues for sure.
Daddy issues for sure.
Top.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Randy Ryder.
That sounds like a dude.
That's
on nah, she's thick, though.
You're going to book one by accident, man.
Lily Blue. Sadie Mae. Nico Bradley. I wonder if I click on one.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Just see. 36, female. Tells you what their race is, ethnicity, languages. I don't know what the fuck language that is.
I can have one yell at me in a different language while we have sex.
That could be kind of
cool.
That's
fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Arabic. I want the deep, deep Arabic. Yeah.
Specifically North Korean.
Nice.
No, not Russian. It sounds like you're going to hurt me.
Yeah, no. No German either. It's insensitive.
It's crazy.
Russian's too scary, but you're cool with deep Arabic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sex menu. I found the sex menu.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Here we go.
With prices?
Hope so.
Our sexual menu appetizer.
Appetizer?
The BJ and love at they.
BJ and love at they? Okay.
Yeah, in the cuisine of sexuality, the BJ and cunny licking are the appetizers.
Cunny licking.
It doesn't tell me what the fuck it is, though. Like, I can't.
What do you mean it doesn't tell you what it is?
It doesn't tell me the price.
Oh, okay. It tells you what it is, man. It's oral.
Yeah, no. And then there's the champagne BJ. Ask your girl to add champagne to her VJ, and you'll learn why generations have savored those teasing, tickling, tiny bubbles.
Oh, well, that's not fair. I'm paying more for them to get drunk on my dick. Not cool.
How special. No every, one would ever every day.
Get drunk on your dick, Danny.
There's a trailer park equivalent. It's called Pop Rocks.
Ah. That's true. I've experienced that. It's not bad.
There's the girlfriend experience.
Don't want that.
Erotic encounters of the best kind.
I can't imagine having Pop Rocks on my house as an adult.
Yeah, like a big ass bag sitting on my table. I think it came from your family.
Somebody didn't like the blowjob.
Yeah.
Don't believe me, it was me.
I loved it.
Bringing diverse perversity?
Perversity?
Perversity, yeah, sure. Into your life. Three-way. What?
That's where you get into your...
In that case, we suggest she straddle the Sibian, the world's most powerful sexual vibrator.
Yes, that's
whose speed can be increased from slow to super fast with the twist of a dial.
So you're paying for the chick to set on that thing and what you watch? Or they got one that your girl can ride?
They have one that your girl can ride, but it says, who, it says talking about having a three-way.
That's just one of those things I don't want to get on a used one of. I feel like once you use it, that is yours. Yeah. That is your horse to ride, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's you and all your fucking weird ass juices, that is you.
Yep. Yeah, I'm not going to buck that Bronco.
As much as they charge it, they probably can get like a new head for it, I guess. A new shaft unit.
I guess.
It might have like a seat thing, like a.
Well, it's probably saddle. Like a protective.
It kind of does look like a saddle, and then it has a post coming out, it has a penis.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Okay, well, I assume you could change that penis.
So I've never seen one without someone sitting on top of it. I thought it was just a saddle.
There's the happy ending.
I didn't think it went in. Yes. I didn't know.
The happy ending what?
And some of them have a front nodule that vibrates as well for.
What's that? I've never seen one. Not. Nah, I don't know.
I don't think I've ever seen one in person.
Where the fuck do you go? No.
I think they sold it at the sex shop, married.
Possibly.
What?
I haven't been in there in a minute.
One of the big dumb things?
No, one of the saddles.
Oh.
They ring you up. Big dumb thing.
a big dumb saddle? Expensive thing over there.
That's a big ass dumb thing.
And I've perused through some of the sex shops online, like Adam and Eve, and they are expensive.
Oh, yeah. I bet.
It's like an $800 fucking machine.
Fuck that.
I don't have no shit in my house. Like, there ain't no sex.
We've talked about
house.
It. Yeah, you're. Yeah.
You have nothing at your house?
I don't think our stuff made the move.
Yeah, Jacob found it.
The kid found his mom's.
Right.
But
did you ever mention that to
I
her?
Did. Last week at the football
What'd she
game.
Say?
Nothing. She was like, those aren't even real. I don't use those ones.
Oh, they're real.
Because they're smaller. She was like, they're just decorations. I'm like, for your fucking sink?
She had them in the bathroom because she was washing them over. She,
I said something.
She's a liar.
No, I bought mini brands, and this is what came.
That's the worst excuse possible.
I literally brought that shit up in front of the fucking bro. I was like, hey, so you want to know something embarrassing I heard? She's like, what'd the kid do? I was like, no, it's about you leaving your dildos on this bathroom seat.
Oh, man, he took this picture, see?
Yeah, fucker. I was like, yeah, he sent that shit to Snapchat. It's like, what? I was like, yeah, I was like, he sent it to people.
I feel like if I walked in and saw my mother's dildos, the last thing I'd do is take a photo.
He sent it to Max saying, help me.
Yeah, I understand, but like, no, I'd light myself on fire. Probably.
He's only down the road. He could have been saved. We could have
Yeah, exactly, here. Yeah. You have surrendering on the menu.
Surrendering?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to be
dominated. Power, you
want to
be
I don't want to be. I'm more on the other side of that.
Are you a bad boy? Maybe you need a good spanking by one of our... No nonsense femdoms.
I liked it better when I thought it was Will Smith.
Mm-hmm. For the right price, it might be.
Finding your fetish can be liberating.
I'm not going through a bunch of experimental shit, see what I like.
Especially at that price.
Hair, neck, shoulders, back, breast, hands, pussy, fanny, legs, and feet.
What was your fetish, pussy?
Yeah. Come on.
I also like the boobies.
Lingerie, pampering, cross-dressing.
It's like this motherfucker me and Chris saw on a moped the other day.
What the fuck is sposhing?
What?
Where whipped cream, chocolate, sauce, even baked beans are applied to the skin.
Baked beans? Yeah. I was like, all right, those things are normal. That one's not. That's the oddball. Which one don't belong? It's the fucking baked beans. What am I, fucking British? Get the fuck out of here. Get this off. You're not breakfast. I'm not doing this.
What is that poor Bush's baked bean dog scene, man?
Man,
he's that same shit that German Shepherd and Brad scene.
Man.
Oh,
Damn.
That's a weird one, man. I don't know.
It's all weird.
If you're going to be into that kind of messy-ass food fetish, though, go somewhere and do it. Don't do it in your own house. You have to clean it up. That's great.
There's a chick there by the name of Pantera.
I bet she smells like sulfur.
Here's Pantera.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
That's what an angel.
That doesn't look like a Pantera.
Yeah, just like Mariah.
Yeah. She's the bunny of the month.
I got in trouble at Myers.
What'd you do?
The Mariah Carey Christmas Barbie dolls out.
Oh, yeah. You fondled it, didn't you?
No, but me and Kurt was looking at it. Noah comes over and is like, Mommy, who is that? I was like, it's an angel.
Yeah. You can't even hit on a Barbie in peace now, man. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Pantera
Did
as
your... Did she know about your life-size cutout that you used to have in your room?
Yeah, that's why it's a problem now.
Yeah.
So I can't buy an innocent Barbie doll to file it as an adult.
I'm just glad you moved on from Polly Pocket.
Yeah.
Dick was too big.
Yeah.
Biblical flood.
Wait a minute. That's,
that's fucking gross, man. We can stick on the subject of gross, kind of. In 2017, there was a global search to find a mate for Jeremy. He was a snail.
What?
A rare left-coiling snail.
What the fuck does any of this mean?
Because his shell coiled counterclockwise in the opposite direction of typical snails, his sex organs could not align with others.
Okay, so he didn't... What? Just let him go, man.
No, man. Gary got a fuck. Jeremy. Not Gary. Gary was the shark cuck.
Yeah.
He's Sorry, also Gary. The snail from SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So.
Is this what Pearl Jam was singing about?
No, I don't think so. Anyways, they find...
Jeremy, that song?
Yeah, right. That song. Could I be. Fucking hate Pearl Jam
Pearl
so much.
Pearl is ocean. It could be. It all fits.
Yeah, it
is be. This a freshwater snail or a sea snail?
I don't know. It looks like a regular ass snail.
But, no, it looks like Turbo.
But backwards.
Turbo's a great movie.
Still never seen
it. Two candidates were found.
Both were male.
This is where you're going to tell me one was gay, right?
No, they proceeded...
It was in with gay snail.
No, they proceeded to mate in front of him.
The other two?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so fucking sad, man. Yeah. You're already backwards and wrong.
Right.
So they found the only set of backwards lesbian snails?
Yeah.
Well, I'm assuming they can change their genitals.
Says who?
I said I'm assuming.
Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Those are frogs.
Michael Crichton told me
that. That was making the frogs gay. Right?
I watched those movies differently.
It's all the same thing. Sure. It was the frogs, so.
Yes, they can.
Okay.
It's called slipper liplet. Slipper?
That's called a slippery fucking noodle, and it's a snail sex act.
It's the Those sex appetizer of the month.
Yeah. That is the name of the snail they can. And Physa heterostrapha pumilia is a freshwater snail.
Smartest thing ever said on the show.
Yeah.
I'm still disappointed. That brothel just calls like pregame and appetizers. At least call it like snatchetizers or something, you know?
Whoa.
That was aggressive, I know.
Snatchetizers?
Something, man.
The snappy.
Acetizers.
You gotta pay extra for that.
Yeah,
talking about acid, I'm on meth now.
I'm gonna put my phone down. What?
Yeah. You guys didn't know this?
No, you said you were doing the steroids.
Yeah, steroids.
The one pill I took at work that I didn't know what I took.
It might be.
Did you do that?
We never remembered what it was.
Exactly. Yeah. So we talked about me taking a pill at work because I didn't feel good, and this lady gave me a pill, and it was basically like meth in a pill.
Oh, yeah, just give you like Adderall or some shit. Maybe. Or Vyvanse. Yeah, no, I'm on methylthylene phosphate or some shit is the new drug I'm on. So I just tell everybody I'm on meth.
Because yeah.
That's what it starts with.
Oh,
good.
It's a good way to break it.
I wouldn't want to take none of that.
You did.
No, I'm just saying, like, knowing, like, I'm not just going to take something that has the word meth in it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Like, you know, the guys last night just...
It's just an RA.
Oh, my God.
It's an RA blocker.
Huh?
It's an RA blocker. That's what my shit is.
The rugged man.
See, I was going to say.
Like RCA? Like, what do you only have? Color? No radio? Or
RA blocker. I thought her name was Kamala Harris. That was my joke that I came up with.
What the fuck does that mean?
AR is a type of gun. And she's Democratic. I don't know.
It's an RA. Not AR.
I heard it backwards.
Yeah.
I heard it completely backwards.
You're going to have to edit that. It hears out real arthritis. Stupid.
Should I timestamp it? No.
Hey, miss.
It's there.
I don't do
the
politics.
World needs to know.
And this is the reason why we're not allowed to have RAs.
Yeah.
The rugged man I've heard.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah, the meth heads.
But yeah, that's it. That's why I'm on meth.
Hell yeah, man. It's working. You intro'd yourself and everything this week.
No, he was leaving the
Meth guys at the spring park, right.
And there's this group of, man, how many?
There's a few of them.
Too many to fit in this little car they thank God they got into before, you know.
Yes.
They followed us all the way to our car.
Okay.
But they're leaving all this. And, like, the first words we hear was like, hey, man, you do have Narcan, right?
Whoa!
And I literally snapped back so fast and just looked. I was like, what in the fuck? Just what?
Yeah.
It's like,
and then it was like, man, you're shaking because you're having withdrawals, even though people, it's physically impossible for people to get addicted to things. You're not addicted, man. You just need it.
That could be what addiction means. I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure that's the fucking definition.
I know they've been changing the meaning of some words in the dictionary lately, but I don't think they changed that one yet, right. But I could be wrong.
I'm not addicted, man. It's just that if I stop, I'll die.
Yeah.
I just get violently fucking sick and want to hurt people. Yeah. I don't know.
And then they asked for, they were talking about Suboxone and what else?
I'm not even sure what Suboxone is.
Oh, fuck. Like,
it's a heroin substitute.
Yeah, you take it to wing off heroin. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
God, I don't remember what the fuck else was. Was it methadone? Or fentanyl?
Man, they were talking about fentanyl. I think they had some. I think they were going to try and give dude a little bit to calm him down. Yeah.
Man, if you're...
As long as he got his Narcan, though. He's cool.
Right.
Because they're playing with a...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, one stick. Everybody gets one, and that's it.
One what?
One Narcan.
Stick. Oh.
After that, you're done to...
One dose. After that, you've fucking done it on purpose, and you lay in your fucking bed of shit that you shit yourself in.
Yeah, you shit yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What a
fucking... R.A. I thought her name was Kamala.
My dad told me they had to use it on... Trollbear? He told me that they had to use it on 4 times. I was like, that's 3 too many.
Yeah.
4 times?
Yeah. I told him. I was like, nah, they should have left your ass out of the first time.
Damn. No, that's crazy. And
that was just one time. One trip, right?
No, I'm pretty sure he did it a couple times.
No, I thought maybe they had to like revive him like 4 times, like
keep sticking him.
Yeah,
could be.
I mean, you know, that's one stick. Like, that's one time to bring your ass back. So,
mm-hmm.
No, I think it happened on multiple occasions. Yeah,
multiple offenders. We cool.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's fucking weird though to have that open of a conversation about it around strangers. Bro, at that volume, we had
just walked past the police.
Yeah,
like, we weren't even 30 fucking yards from the cops.
They were sweaty.
Like, too sweaty?
They looked, even though they're greasy.
Could also be.
It might have been a time. I don't know.
See, I don't think I could be a dirty person and be doing shit like that. Because if you got to inject yourself and you're all gross, you're going to get an infection.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to cause you fucking problems.
Yeah, but then they just get their shit lanced and get fucking pain meds and trade it off for the shit they really want.
I guess.
Yeah.
It's just the cycle. Oh, I got boils. Lance it. It hurts.
I don't know, man. We had to do some work I won't say where, but there was a certain point in my life where instead of being a bush, I had to clean up a bathroom at a methadone clinic, essentially. Have you ever had to clean up after a heroin shit?
No.
Top three worst things I've ever seen.
Just thick?
No.
No?
There's just so much of it. It's so flaky and it's not human. And there's so much of it.
I thought it would be so solid.
If you don't shit for 15 weeks and then it goes in public...
A lot of it, huh?
Oh my god! Oh my god!
I was there for this.
And what do you know? You weren't around. And
I remember the heroin puke cleaned up at the funeral home.
Weird one.
Shit was yellow.
Dude, it immediately died. It changed the molecular structure of whatever carpet it touched, dude. Neon fucking yellow.
Yeah.
At a funeral.
Right for the casket.
It was, yeah. So fucking weird.
Oh, that's fucking crazy. Well,
you had to cut that out. That ain't
funny, actually. And, like, certain places have, like, the big industrial...
No, we just pulled the casket over it, and then we left. Sorry, Greg.
Sorry, y'all got less standing room.
Yeah.
Great guy.
I'm pretty sure there's a good chance that guy was the only guy that attended the funeral anyways.
Yeah.
But now, and, like, if you take a heroin shit, you might burn up to an entire industrial-sized roll of toilet paper cleaning up after yourself. Maybe. And guess what doesn't fucking flush with that much stuff in it? Anything.
Yeah.
Ever. Fucking awful.
Sure it wasn't one of them champions who flush a basket of, or a bucket of fucking golf balls?
Maybe. No, I
just remember, what happened to me after my surgery. And just the fucking shit they gave me to put me under. Oh my god.
God, yes.
Dude. Someone should have warned me to take some stool softeners or some shit beforehand.
Dude. I mean.
I bled.
It's a log.
Like, dude.
Yeah, it's a log.
I don't see.
It touched me back.
It's the same way.
It wouldn't break off. It was like I was one with the toilet. The fuck?
The same thing happens if you eat at a truck stop for a week straight in a semi and don't poop the entire time. But I came home and that shit, I was in the bathroom for like 45 minutes sweating. And it just hurt. And I'm like, it just won't end.
That's the same place they would take, they had like guards around the drains of the sink and you would have to check them every time because they would hide like needles or pills and stuff in them. Right underneath the drain. And then they'd shit for 9 hours straight.
Oh, I remember this.
And the shit was so intense they forgot about the drugs.
Yeah, you're raising one of these people's kids. Or you did. Formerly raised one of these people's kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fun.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
It was out of town.
Yeah.
I remember this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was there.
For some of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think the Bunny Ranch offers like shit play.
Yeah, for a certain price.
I fucking hope not.
I'm sure.
I hope they have a line they draw. They have like, a little dignity.
Something.
They have a sex appetizer menu. I don't.
I didn't
hear scat on there at all.
Mm-mm. At least they do go to showers.
Butt works, yeah.
I mean, I can see that, but yeah, I'm talking like full-fledged shit or like vomit play. Like,
that's gross.
Like, vomit play kind of delves into like a health scare kind of thing because you have to make yourself throw up. So I don't know if they could do that like legally.
Well, I mean, you got the chicks that chug fucking milk and then deep throat dick and then just spit it all back up.
What?
No, no, Ray. What the fuck? You ain't seen the milk videos? Like, they pop up.
There's more than one?
It's weird, man.
I've never seen those either. So, you're on your own island on this one, buddy. I'm sorry.
I don't watch it.
It's
a thumbnail, guys.
I don't give a fuck if it's on cable TV on a Sunday afternoon. If I'm scrolling and I see a bitch chugging milk, I don't stop.
Not now.
Nothing good's ever come of it.
No.
Nothing. No one has ever chugged milk and be like, thank God.
It's one of the fucking Addies and you're scrolling and it's got the autoplay on the video and that's what you see. Like, it's just weird. Like, I don't understand it.
That's like TJ sitting down.
Big ass cup of milk.
How long is that autoplay?
It's whatever the thumbnail clip is.
Okay.
10 seconds or what the fuck ever? Like,
so they chug.
Like a cup, yeah.
A cup or like a half gallon?
Whatever the fuck they got around, I guess. Like...
Well, yeah.
Are we sure it's milk and not some jackass shit?
No, it looks milky. Like milk.
Okay.
I don't click the videos. I just scroll on.
For some reason, they keep popping up.
The comments.
They're deep in his algorithm.
You don't see the comments on it. Okay.
I don't even...
Milk. So chug, suck, throw up?
Yeah, it comes back up.
So they gag themselves with the dick.
Yeah.
And then throw milk up on it.
Yeah.
And this is a... This is...
Which is the money shot?
I don't know. It just blends in.
Could you imagine the fucking aroma in that room?
Oh, yeah.
It's a hot set. You're covered in milk and jizz and vomit. Oh, my God. That is a... That's fucking
weird. I don't know if you're a German Shepherd. Fuck a MILF.
Again?
Like, I don't understand.
No, I don't get that one at all. Not even in the slightest.
I wonder where the Bunny Ranch like cuts off their line of like
before
random
that.
Shit. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
They got a phone number? Give them a call.
Hey, do you guys...
Hey, we got a quick question, man. Yeah. Do you guys do this? Do you do this?
Yeah, no? Okay.
What's your ideas on milk?
Like, how do you even fucking think of that? Like, the first time, I guess it had to be an accident, but who's to throw a porn set like just chugs milk?
For some reason, I think of it as more like of a drool aspect. Like, dudes that like to have their shit drooled all over or something. Maybe they like more visual.
Drooled. I think you're saying virtual. For some reason, I'm like, what the... I don't know what that means. Drooled. Yeah, like...
Throw on your Oculus, it's a 3D all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a more visual aspect of it.
Right.
Just a full belly of milk. And whatever they had for breakfast.
No. Let's see, now there's chunks of egg in it.
I was thinking more waffly.
Fucking raspberry pops out.
I was like, oh man, you really should have chewed that fucking sausage gravy.
Just the whole unmolested breakfast burrito. I was practicing.
Yeah. Sorry. Here comes the picante sauce.
It's so gross, man.
Like, she was hot, but I'm pretty sure she had three separate stomachs like a fucking cow.
I'm telling you, man, there's some weird ass people out there.
What was her name? It was Pantera. She was the blue light special this month.
I believe it.
R.I.P. K-Mart. Yeah. What the fuck, man?
Yeah.
And you just like
scroll.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I would have been like, you know what?
For comments,
like, I'm not jerking it today.
Okay, so what was above and below that?
Oh, fuck, who knows, man? Probably some deep, nasty blowjob shit or something.
Okay. All right, like, so I can see how it's related in your
face. Like, I just scroll through
yeah,
and see what I can find.
on like your For You page or like do you go to like today's top hits?
Yeah, dude. Was
I'm not a subscriber.
Dude.
Yeah, it's no, still, but it still sets up an algorithm.
It knows
but,
your history.
Yeah, you just click like the fucking top button and it just loads whatever like shit that blends in with your mix and whatever their best videos.
The answer is yes, it fits in his algorithm.
Oh, probably.
And it's weird because like the last thing, it was super innocent. The last thing he typed in was yogurt play.
He's trying to lose weight, guys. Oh, this is how you throw it all up. Okay.
Right.
That's the weirdest display of anorexia I've ever heard. That's so gross, dude. Uh-huh. And like with the lights heating up the milk. Oh god, you're gonna have curdled dick by the end of the night.
I figure all the lights are LEDs now. I would hope.
Oh, yeah, well, I was hoping deep down this is some sort of like 70s film that got digitized, but I guess it could be current.
Oh yeah.
Oh no, because then you had so 70s. Much bush hair to the equation.
Yeah. Gross.
Dan, bush hair's the least of the problems of this.
Not when there's crusty milk in it.
Fucking bush hair look like your face. I wouldn't give a fuck if there's fucking projectile milk. I'm not.
I'm just picturing my face as a vagina now. And it's off-putting. Be honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, there's bush, and then there's bush that's over a foot long.
Yeah.
Probably not the worst bearded clam I've ever seen.
Looks like a werewolf wearing a thong sometimes.
It's true.
Fucking milk play, dude. I don't want to know what you type in. It's got to be
not
fucking...
that.
Well, but it gets there. It's the 7 degrees of bacon thing, you know?
I mean, like, my search is usually like a sloppy blowjob or some shit like that.
That just means within...
Not milky blowjob.
7 reasonable leaps or
I guess
steps
that is
in
very
logic.
Messy. It could fall into that messy
yeah,
blowjob
Yeah, and it shouldn't,
era.
Though, because that's like a food play ordeal yeah. at that point.
The stomach acid would burn.
And there's probably not enough of those.
Like if
it's just
inside.
Recently drank milk.
I just know if a lady is ever like, hey, I'm going to go down on you and then puts on a bib, I'm out. There's no fucking way, dude.
I'm in.
I'm going to stick around.
It's about to be the sloppiest shit ever.
I'm
going to
hang out
and
see what happens.
Yeah. I've had a chick
I'm missing she didn't get the milk vomit. Okay, she puts on a bib.
That's not it.
No, hey, the bib's fine.
It's not the greatest.
No, but hey, you go, fuck yeah, I made you throw up. Like,
I'm saying she puts on the bib and then starts chugging milk. I'm leaving.
Oh, yeah.
Hell, if she has... fucking
what
milk
if,
in there.
What if I'm getting blown and I'm the one chugging milk?
What if they paint
you? You gotta try to come before you puke. or shit your pants.
How good are you?
Yeah.
Well, say if you chug a gallon of milk with it like super fast, you can die from it, right? Or is that a myth?
I think it had to be like 2 gallons.
Yeah, within like seconds, right? Like,
well, you no, well, noop, probably within noop. Like 2 to 3 minutes.
It can kill you.
A half hour or something.
So, like, you show up to the bunny ranch with the gallon and you change. You're like, if I don't come before these are gone, I die here.
If you can't throw up, yeah, you'd probably die.
You know how many people probably die there from heart attacks?
You think it's haunted?
People, old men that won money and did a bunch of coke that went to the bunny ranch and died? Fuck yeah, dude. That place is a fucking pet cemetery.
Yeah, got with Pantera and she fucking rocked the shit out of his old world. Yeah. Oh, you just said you wanted the bingo hall?
The bingo hall.
Looks like I wanted to ride your face.
Yeah. you paid me how much?
What
this?
A coincidence.
He signed the fucking waiver. It's okay.
Hold on. Let me go grab some Nesquik. We're going to get fucking busy. Oh, imagine if it's chocolate milk.
See, I'm more okay with chocolate milk than the strawberry. The strawberry milk seemed more disgusting than anything. Is it the most delicious?
I wasn't thinking flavors, guys. Like, regular ass milk.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, when I was
thinking
the strawberry milk, that's more of like a blood and cum mix.
What if it's for the guy's benefit? Like, he's thinking he's shooting these giant loads.
It's gotta be like that,
that's
right?
The only thing I can really think of.
Like the OG Mudbone fucking videos and shit?
Yeah, the monster cock videos bullshit, yeah.
Fucking gallon and a half of cum. Like, you're so full of shit. That's tapioca. You just wasted that.
That's fucking Dutch boy.
I hear fucking...
fucking Valspar.
I hear monster cock. And I just picture fucking a dick-shaped monster truck.
Oh, yeah. That's cute.
Cool. Yeah, it's cute.
It's like the Weenie Mobile, but with a lift kit. It's a 35.
That'd be pretty dope, though.
Yeah.
Your fish hook.
Yeah, it's my fish hook.
So I'm assuming in the actual video, it was just white milk, right?
I don't know. I did not watch it.
But you see them drinking it.
You see it in, like, the click, like, the video.
It's
where
just
it
white
skips.
Milk, right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So, yeah,
it's just a cup of milk, or a gallon, like, whichever they have handy.
Okay.
Was it Yoo-Hoo or chalky milk or
white?
Pink Nesquik.
It was white cup.
You don't waste Yoo-Hoo like that.
I don't know, something like that.
I don't know, man. But if it's fucking, I just, I don't know. It's so gross.
It is.
And weird, man. It's really fucking weird.
It's weird people. Like, they're shit play people. I think shit play is way weirder than milk play, I guess you call it.
Like, I think they're probably... Man,
you don't feed babies shit. You feed them milk.
Huh? Wait, what?
Oh, some of that baby food looks like shit, though.
Yeah. Man, yeah.
Saying
green, yeah.
I missed a statement there because I feel like he's like shit plays weird. Like, yeah, man, baby shit's gross.
Don't no, I'm it. Just saying, milk is like innocent. It makes your strong, your bones strong. You feed it to babies.
Well, maybe she's like,
don't them. Fucking chug it and then gag on dick.
Oh, okay.
Fucking,
it's milk, not formula. It's okay. It's
all your dick gets hard. You refer to it as a boner. Milk's good for bones. Chris, you explained it right there.
Yeah,
milk's good for boners.
Okay. You can't suck it up through the tip.
And it's supposed to keep your skin soft, too.
Milk comes out of your nose.
Yeah. I can only imagine that.
So gross.
Like, a bitch blown in the head of your dick would be weird as fuck anyway.
Don't do that.
Yeah, that'd be weird. It's
dangerous.
I believe it.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm talking about, like, she's...
That could cause you to die.
As a backward straw, though, just injecting milk.
Yeah, because it makes your asshole whistle, correct?
How would it kill you?
You get an air bubble inside of your system. It can fuck you up.
Oh, I thought you expanded it like a
balloon. No, that's like something you actually learned in health class. That's the bad thing.
Okay, dude. I know.
Yes, it is. It was in the books.
This rings me up.
We did. I did.
What? He's like, hey, don't blow on your own dick. Don't have your homies blow on your dick. Even if it's prom night, don't let anybody. Don't let me, your teacher, blow on your dick. You could die from an air bubble?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
I never had this conversation.
They said the same shit about like fucking in a hot tub and everything, too. It could like injure you and hurt you and shit like that.
Hot tubs, I think you still have to worry about infections a lot.
Well, infections, but you can also create the air pocket that damages shit. Or the water pressure.
Well, all right, I guess. I don't know. She's a bed, guys. And a fucking rubber tarp, I guess.
That's another thing. I don't think... you can pay me to lay in one of those fucking beds.
Oh, no. No, we're standing in the corner.
That's fucking gross.
That's how... Hey, how do you want it? I want you to stand up, bend over, and I'm going to have my hands in the air. And I'm just going to, like, at you until I come.
You're on a swing.
Like, fucking hotels freak me out anymore. I can't imagine something like that.
Well, Indiana, man. It's bed bugs. It's meth heads.
I have a policy. If I were in a waiting room and all they have is cloth chairs, I stand. If the chair's not leather vinyl, I will not sit down. I don't give a fuck where I'm at. Yeah. I've seen too much shit. I've heard about too much shit at the hospital and stuff.
You can see that.
Yeah.
No, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking crazy.
I mean, they did have to shut down our local fucking theater for bed bugs.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they did.
I don't think I've been back since.
I have.
I won't be back.
I went and watched something. What the fuck was the last movie I just went and watched? Fuck.
I know.
I do Deadpool.
The drive-in is what I do now.
Yeah, I went to the new Deadpool.
The bed in my truck does not have a bed box, so I'm safe.
Oh, man. That's so fucking gnarly.
If my truck gets bed box, I'm burning the son of a bitch down.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Holy shit, man. Well, I guess AMF from Danny Mullins.
Chris Mullins.
Are you sure?
I'm too.
Thanks.
I'm Yams.
We'll hold your beer.
Bitches milk.
Now they're no brothers.
man,
I guess that was what we'd call them for. They're nice and strong. They've had their milk. They can hold my milk.
Yeah.
That's true. Nobody said, no, from that random shoot from the hip, nobody said they'd hire him to chug a bunch of milk and then suck their dick till they throw up.
No, they gotta catch it.
I do like the idea of her blowing milk in and it just slowly drifts down your nose. Like when you laugh and you're swallowing milk.
Yeah.
How wholesome is that?
Yeah, that would hurt so bad.
I don't think I've ever laughed while drinking milk.
I'm always super fucking serious about it.
I can't remember the last time I drank milk, though.
That one makes more sense.
Forever.
I won't even do it when I have heartburn, so.
When I just had pumpkin pie frosted flakes.
Oh, yeah.
Are they good? I wanted to buy them.
They're so good. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
He bought a pumpkin roll and didn't bring it to share with you.
I did buy a pumpkin.
Shannon always makes you one for your birthday anyway, so you'll get another one, too.
Thanks.
Yeah. She wanted me to buy the ingredients today, but the package was playing. I was like, fuck that guy.
You know, I'm all about some pumpkin roll.
Yeah.
It's $12.
Oh, yeah.
Or $2 a slice.
Oh, at that thingy at the park or whatever?
Yeah, the trunk or treat.
Yeah. I'll turn an hour away.
Fuck yeah, man.
Time of my life.
It seems like it.
Yeah.
Super pumped. Jazz.
Good wings. Really good wings. Some type of hot Korean sauce.
The Child's basketball game you're at had really good wings?
The Rockets? restaurant afterwards.
Nice.
Which one did you go to?
Wings and Rings.
Shut the fuck up.
That's so good.
It's a knockoff Wings, etc.
Or a wing stop.
Wings and Rings, huh?
Yeah.
That's fucking awful.
I had both the wings and the rings, and they were both okay.
And just onion rings?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They have burgers and shit, too.
Well, is their sex appetizers like?
I don't know.
Hot cheese ball.
Courtney had a chicken sandwich that was it was blueberry chipotle. So it had like blueberry jam or some shit on it. And like
sandwich?
Coleslaw and like chipotle sauce. It was fucking fire.
Was it?
Dude,
it
I fucked up.
It just weird enough to work.
It was fucking good.
Cool, man.
I mean, the wings look fire.
Yeah. If you can get grilled boneless wings, which is just a chicken breast cut up.
Grilled chicken tenders, huh?
Wings! So they're like triangle square pieces.
There's no bone? It's just literally just a cut up?
It's a boneless wing!
Oh, okay. I didn't get the boneless part.
Yeah.
Well, huh. Monday, kids eat free.
Yeah. I think going on Monday.
They don't eat good, but they eat for free.
No, it was good, man. It was good. I recommend it.
Dude, hell yeah.
It was fine.
I've been to one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, never heard
I
of it.
I can't remember the fuck. We were on our way back from some event when we stopped at one.
This name's just dumb enough. Let's eat here.
That's solid food. I mean,
it's fucking chicken, dude.
Yeah.
Curry, garlic, or pumpkin chili flavored wings.
Yeah, we had the cauliflower wings appetizer, and then
again,
yeah, we eat cauliflower, man.
Dad, that'd be some fun cauliflower.
Yeah. You didn't get the chorizo loaded fries.
No, man, they had avocado on it.
I fucking hate.
I mean, you can't order it without the avocado. Yeah. You'd just be like, no thank you on the avocado. Yeah. And they'll leave it off.
Buffalo Blue Rings.
I fucking hate that restaurants are now to serve you fried cauliflower. Like, this is a wing. That's not going to fuck
well, no.
It's a vegan wing.
No.
They have. They have.
Don't tell me they have both on the menu.
They do have both.
They do not have fried cauliflower to fucking.
They do. They have the vegan wings that were cauliflower. We have the spicy garlic fucking appetizer cauliflower. That was not vegan wings.
No, I just totally like the buffalo. It's so good in Buffalo.
Oh, it is. Yeah, that's basically what
it
was.
Yeah, they like full-ass alcohol and shit, though?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's a bar.
Yeah.
Hmm. You can get a cookie tray. With a dozen individually wrapped cookies.
I don't need that. I do not need that in my life.
Yeah, the fucking wings were good, though.
I was trying to find, like, their loaded cauliflower.
Oh, they're loaded.
Smashed cauliflower mixed with creamy melted cheddar jack cheese, bacon, and scallions. Oh, keto friendly.
Awesome.
I'd eat the fuck out of that.
Yeah, that sounds delicious.
At least Food Talk came after the theme song.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's good, man.
Yeah, I heard.
You should have seen the two meats this bad mamma jamma got last night.
Didn't
fucking
even
delicious.
Eat
them yet. What? There's something that bread just still soaking up the juice. It's going to be delicious.
I'm throwing this in the air fryer to reheat it.
Fucking nut and berry and soggy bread.
What?
The fuck
that's
did you
homemade
order?
White bread.
Brisket and pulled pork. Yeah. The loudest applause
that,
for a restaurant.
That brisket sandwich.
The loudest applause in the car. The kid was so confused. Because me, Brooke, Chris, and Courtney have eaten there before. And we literally have talked about it. And we're like, can't remember the name of it. So we were going to get pizza. And we're like, no, fuck that. They told us to finally go where we were going to be happiest at. So we clicked on this place and we're driving. We literally pulled up and we're just fucking overly excited that we found the place that we have talked about previously. It's called Sam's.
With an H. So yeah. Sam's.
Oh, so I was going to say where?
Yeah. S-A-H-M-S.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sam's.
So I thought you guys had a place called Sam's.
Sam's, yeah.
But it's like prison, golf course, restaurant. So you can see the wall of the prison from the patio.
Oh, yeah, just hood enough.
I'm going to break out and go to Sam's.
I'm going to stick with my one and... I think it was just one, right? Yeah, one on the sweet stew. I think I'll go up to two on the flavor. It was good. I liked it.
Yeah. I'm going to go up to 2.5 sweet stews. I liked the hand feel of the can. And two thumbs on the taste. It's fucking delicious.
Fuck you, dude. The hand
why?
Feel. Oh, fuck
it
off,
it feels
dude.
Good, right?
It just feels like a can. It's light.
Yeah.
Because it's empty.
Still, the metal feels light.
It's aluminum!
That's a quality aluminum. That's American made. Craftsmanship.
Yeah, was not involved. I got you.
I'm gonna stick my one and a half and a two. Like, I kept picking my can up, hoping there was still some in it, but it's been empty for a minute.
I just finished mine.
It's
delicious. A year ago.
Yeah, I just finished mine. Yeah. I can read the back of the can now if you want to hear it.
Not really.
Okay. One on the Sweet Sue still, and one and a half on the tea still. It's just, it's good though. Not quite two though.
Do an hour of content. You're like, let me read this blurb on the back of the can we tried an hour ago. I can't read in this corner. It's too fucking dark anyways.
How do we like our tea?
Spiked.
Just like you do. Spiked.
Oh.
I didn't know we were doing like a play thing.
I didn't have the can.
Oh, okay.
I read the first line and I had seen where it says
with hard like cider tea. And
steeped in subtle sweet raspberry.
Finishing with a hint of herbal flavor.
Sip like it's tea time.
Relax like it's happy hour.
Blake's raspberry tea is a recipe
for me.
All time refreshment.
Amen, brother.